Susan is finally starting to hit her stride. Once she figured out that the dumb bastard thought David was a medicine man as opposed to a bartender with some showmanship, her job got easier. After hitting up her contacts at the Bard's College, she was able to track down the poisoner. She swells with pride as she bashes him on the head with the butt of her claymore. As she drags his unconscious body back to the precinct for questioning, she practices her tough interrogator voice. It's going to take some practice to break the habit of being the good cop.
Last time on Mystery D8.
What we need for part one is a siege weapon. So what I need is a group of tinkering experts who have all sorts of resources and knowledge at their hands.
I was not paying attention to what was going on with Baron. What did I see?
Oh, you saw all of them run into the pit and get impaled.
21, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You embarrassed Gretchen by finding Mungroot.
Oh, it's in the ground.
We work for Menchu. How do you know?
Oh, he asked me to come out here and check on the trade route. What can I tell him in our report?
I mean, tell him that you took care of it. Zach, you ready to give us that high-energy intro?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm always ready for a high-energy intro. We're back at it with the Mystery D8. Just, you know, killing gobs and stuffing hobs.
Schlobbing knobs.
Damn it. That's better than what I got.
Does your enthusiasm need a health potion there, Zach?
I mean, I've actually got a mug full of horse tranquilizer, so this is as excited as I can get, so.
Gotcha.
I thought you were going for, like, an NPR vibe. We're going to be like, and we're back.
And we're back.
See,
to all
our,
things considered.
Some lesbian Beatles other. That like jazz music. And you're like, wow, NPR is fucking crazy.
When we first started recording Bruise Day Tuesday, Sam would always get on my case about how I sounded too much like Ira Glass.
I don't think you can sound enough like Ira Glass. Is he dead or is he alive?
I'm almost
alive?
I don't know. One of those guys died like a year ago, and I was like, you might sound the most like, you know, Ira Glass than anyone if he died.
Well, yeah.
Now you just gotta play the waiting game. That's like, so I just started reading, I didn't just start reading, but I've been reading the Wheel of Time series, which is like this like sprawling fantasy series. So,
it's my favorite book series. Shut up, Tyler.
Tyler giving it the hard thumbs down.
It's my favorite
book. So I'm on book 12, aka part one of the last book, and I realize that I've made it farther in the series than Robert Jordan. So take that, Robert Jordan. I know more about it than you do.
I remember when he died. It was extremely upsetting because I was reading the books current at that time.
In like mid-2000s or something, like 2006, 2007 or something.
Holy shit, you guys, we haven't played Dungeons & Dragons
yet. We're talking about mid-2000 high
fantasy. Wheel of Time is so good. I have been reading those books since I was in middle school. They're the best.
I remember making fun of my brother when he was reading them in middle school. But anyway...
What a dork, reading.
Anyway...
Let's play D&D.
So, last time, did we fall asleep in the Warren, or were we outside? What were we doing?
I think we probably did.
Oh,
I have a note. The last thing I have...
A badger inside that guy's factory.
Oh, yeah.
And clowned him pretty good. I don't know if we actually ever rested. Yeah. Or if we just said, now we're going to sleep, and then called it.
I mean, I guess I can look at what my character sheet says, see if I'm full of...
Past Axel is 37 HP written down. I got shot full of arrows last time.
You sure did.
So it's possible, and I used a healing kit on myself for shits and gigs, but
yeah,
I don't think we slept. Sam, correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't think you did either.
Okay, so the first thing we should do is probably sleep.
Just
sleep.
Fast forward to nighttime, maybe play Pinochle or something and dance the night away.
That's right. And when we awake, the whole Warren has presumably reshaped itself. Yes, Sam? No, Sam?
You all die.
I just rolled a handful of dice, so that indicates whatever you think it indicates.
Okay.
I mean, something happened.
Okay, well, all right. Well, we got four goblin encampments left. We don't know anything about them. Let's see if anybody new's around to tell us some stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
All right, where do we want to go first?
What do we see? Do we see anything we recognize? Or do you go to one of the places first?
Do we see the bar?
Well, we're in a place, aren't we?
We're always in a place.
I guess I was thinking, well, where did you go to sleep, I guess?
I don't know, in that center of town where we went to sleep last time.
Yeah, I feel like it's okay. Like a nook, like in Boat the free, like a hole.
Sun.
I'm curled up on like the lap of a town statue, if there is one.
It's really cute.
Thank you.
So which spot do you want to go to first?
Where's the bar section? I want to go there and see if we can settle this cosmic importance necklace deal.
That would be Deep Market, I believe. Am I right, Sam?
So there could be bars in multiple areas of town. No. It would be weird for there only to be bars in one.
Well, we're looking for specifically Treen. Treen.
She's in Deep Market.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Treen was in Deep Market.
Cool. Who day?
Wait, was she?
Yes, she was.
Oh, she
yes.
was.
Okay, yes.
At the Crooked Spring. Okay.
Well, if you like, you can visit your best friend Trug.
No, fuck
at
you,
Trug's
Trug.
Arcanium.
Shut the fuck it's up, still Trug. There?
God, I don't give a shit about that guy.
Do you feel like he's God. Just doing this, like, accidentally? Like, he's just got something in his toilet really important that's, like, fucking up the space-time continuum?
Not his toilet. The toilet at the piss pot or whatever.
Yeah, I've shattered my toilet into 10 arcane pieces.
It's his plunger.
Is that his voice? Is that the voice for him? I feel like I was killing it.
I think it was more like this, but I'm not actually sure.
I was doing more like newsreel, like World War II newsreel.
So, since nothing's going
on
in
Deep Market...
I guess
let's go to Hammer's Quarter?
Yeah. Where was that massage parlor?
That's in Hammer's Quarter. That's what I'm looking for.
I want to get you a massage, girl.
We gotta grease those kids up. Yeah.
We gotta lube them up.
Mm-hmm.
You see a building that I imagine you've had a couple of small interactions with in the past, Gimble. You know, you're doing all this manufacturing in this town. Obviously, there has to be some sort of quality control. So there's some folks that do, you know, testing of new technologies and then also kind of spot checks. And when something you do is fucked up, you have to come here and explain yourself. This is the Quality Assurance Bureau.
Oh, God. NARC building. Oh. I was hoping this one would just disappear. I hate this place.
What is this?
What do they do here?
Oh, you know, they're always getting on your ass if, like, a spring is slightly to the left or, you know, a knob isn't totally tightened down there. They just get all on you.
It sounds like it would be helpful to have a place that would help make sure all your stuff is good when
you
make it.
Well, you know, as the man in charge, as guildmaster around these parts, I don't find it so helpful.
Yeah. Well, everybody is a critic.
Well, let's see who's inside the NARC house today.
Well, in the NARC house, you see a young gnome woman that probably haven't seen before, and she introduces herself to you like this. I hate women's voices.
Don't worry, you're just gonna have Emily re-recorded anyway.
Well, I want her to be Maxine and only Maxine.
Okay.
Go deeper. Just drop the voice even lower than normal.
I can do that if you want me to. Seems kind of
weird. That's good.
Just do anything.
Women sound like people sounds.
So. Yeah.
Hi there. Is that offensive? I don't know.
No, it's fine. Just
yeah,
it's all fine.
Start calling Sam Kavanaugh. Am I right, you guys?
No, dating the podcast, but he's probably going to be on the court forever, so really that could be any time.
Aren't you psyched for a court that's one quarter sexual predators?
I didn't know Ruth Bader Ginsburg did anything wrong.
It was consensual.
Well, let's
call her Ruth Bader
away from this.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She's hot.
She's alive.
So what does that gnome lady sound like?
Hi there, I'm Annie Cesini. Of Clan Farwell, I'm the chief QA officer here. Is there something I can do for you, or perhaps something you could do for me?
Well, I guess you narcs haven't been doing a good job keeping the Warren running, huh?
Listen, I don't know who you are, but I don't appreciate the disrespect.
You don't know who my friend is?
He's the guild.
This is the guild
leader.
He's
the guild master.
You guys, let's not get, I mean, I don't want to be, you know, tooting my own horn or anything. But, ma'am...
You love tooting your own horn. No one toots their own horn more except me.
Yeah, well, that's...
No one's ever tooted more than me.
That's true. You're the tootinist.
Thank you.
Ma'am, I was a little harsh. I haven't had my coffee this morning. What did you need from us?
So, as great as my crew is at testing, sometimes you need to see how something will fare in the field. Could you take one of our latest inventions out, use it, and bring it back and tell us how it does?
What do you got?
And she shows you a double barrel crossbow.
Oh, fuck yes. Yes, I would be happy to test that for you.
What do we get in return?
Oh, okay.
Well,
can we keep it?
Well, I guess if he's the guild master, whatever bullshit he told you, then it would be in his best interest to make sure it works.
Bullshit.
That's true. Can we see the blueprint, if it works, at least?
She tilts her head to the side for a minute and says, "Let me think about it. It's proprietary, but you would be doing me a solid."
Sounds good. I heard you guys talk shit about stuff here. Can I come and do that, too? Do you have anything that sucks here that we can make fun of?
I think you might not fully understand what it is we do here.
You get the crap out of town, and you let the good stuff through. The cream rises to the top.
And then you make fun of it, I think. I'm not really following.
I'll stop you right there. That's the part that I'm not quite sure what you're good and on about.
Well, what's the worst thing you have here? Like, where did they just, you know, they screwed it up every step of the way. What's your biggest failure? Do you have a wall of failures?
She points at Gimbal.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's nobody behind me. So,
I'm surprised you're the biggest anything. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. So, did I get that double barrel crossbow from her?
Yes.
Okay, does it have any unusual stats?
So, it's has the stats of a regular crossbow. One action shoots both bolts, and crossbows have the reloaded property, which means you can't use them in multi-attack, and also it takes your bonus action to reload it.
Actually, I just realized, this is just a normal crossbow, not a light crossbow?
Yes.
I don't actually really want to use it.
Well, shit, fine then. I'll take it back. I don't care about
anything. No.
Do you want me to try it?
Did I say that in my character voice or in my normal voice?
Did I say that? sorry, I...
All right.
Sorry, I'm too in character.
Oh, man, this is nice craftsmanship, I gotta say, but it's a little too big for me. Gretchen, you want to try this thing out in the field?
Yeah, okay. Plus, Farron, did you want to try it?
I mean, Farron, did you want to try it? No, Farron, that's fine. I'm fine.
I just asked you.
Thank you. No, that's okay. I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm glad to hear you're fine, buddy.
You're both being super weird.
I'm super fine is what I am. Super fine.
Okay.
I'd be happy. My crew and I would be happy to test out that crossbow for you. But we need some goblins to test it out on. You know anything about these goblin encampments out there?
Or if there's anybody in town you don't like, we can test it out on them.
She points at Gimbal again.
Are you pointing to Trug? Because he's down in the other corner. I hate him too, though.
Yep, she's probably pointing at Trug.
She rolls her eyes and then goes on to explain.
So you should check out Skull Splitter Camp? But if you do, be wary. They are proficient with axes, and they are especially adept at avoiding similar types of attacks.
Huh.
Like,
okay.
Like, similar to, like, how they attack? Or, like, if we would do the same attack multiple times?
Like with the swinging and the cutting.
Oh, like what I do, okay.
So they probably don't like, out of character, they probably don't like slashing damage. Would be my guess.
Yeah, that sucks for
out
me.
Out of character, yeah, I agree. That's probably it.
Yeah.
That's fine. I can just blow them up, so that's
what did you say? It's like they're proficient in axes and what? They're, like, resistant to damage similar to theirs, or...?
They're good at dodging it.
They're good at dodging it. Okay.
Resistant is a big word for you. That's nice.
Like,
well, you know, she looks through all those books, so...
Yeah.
She got that one book. She must have been thinking yesterday, oh gosh, what does resistant mean?
Alright, well...
Feel necessarily mean. It's fine.
We'll test this out, and we'll get back to
you. She gives you double thumbs up.
Alright. I'm gonna leave, and once I'm out of the building, I'm gonna give her double birds up.
Okay, if that makes you feel better.
It does. I'm sorry, I thought this was supposed to be a fantasy role-playing game.
Yeah, and we're all really enthralled by all the middle fingers you give.
Why are your real feelings getting hurt?
Women have it too easy.
That's right,
in this
it's a scary
game.
Day for young men. Let me just say that.
Yikes.
Oh my god.
I personally am always worried about myself.
Yeah. Okay, so we went to Deep Market, we went to Hammer's Quarter. Go check out Root Down.
Sure.
Yeah, this is, wait, have you been here before? Gnomeland Security?
No.
I guess not.
Mary?
I don't think so. Yeah.
That's funny.
I like it.
I like that.
So that's where you are now.
Nice. Oh, I wonder if we're going to meet another character I described.
Can't wait to hear a new, unique voice.
Rad. Wait, are you guys going in?
So it was Gnomeland Security.
Am I aware of Gnomeland Security? Like, would I know what this does?
Yeah, it's what it sounds like.
It's like a private security force, or is it like the town constable?
The latter.
Okay, all right, great. Oh, yeah, okay. So the guard building's around here. So just like these guys, they're a little testy, you know, so maybe we'll try to keep it kind of solemn in here. They don't really like the jokes and the japes.
Oh,
yep, for sure. I take out a bunch of like leaves out of my pocket and just swallow them all.
Why did you have leaves in your pocket?
Just for, you know, personal use.
For just such an occasion?
You swallowed them all?
For medicinal. It's for my glaucoma.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hop inside.
Yeah.
I'm really tempted now to be like, oh, hi, guys! But,
yes.
I'll save that for a different character, I guess.
Perfect.
What do you want?
Who is it?
Hi.
The question is, what can we do for you? We're in the business of killing goblins, and to me it seems that nothing is better for Gnomeland Security, love the pun, by the way, than killing goblins.
When you say killing goblins, he gets a big smile on his face.
Oh, gnome after my own heart.
That's true. His hatred of goblins borders on prejudice.
Yeah, it's a little alarming.
Yeah, I hate him.
My man!
let's dap. Me and this dude are gonna dab.
Dab?
Dap.
It's cool, it means people fist for bump. High fives. It's an old-timey term for dap. A fist bump.
Okay.
Well, I guess if we're best buds now, I should tell you. The name's Felden Shieldbreak Bricklayer Ironrot of Clan Harren.
Good to meet you, sir. I'm Gimble Greenleaf Pale Slosh Glitter Gear. Glitter Gear, excuse me. I got something in my throat there.
Almost, bud.
Yeah, you know, it's just, you guys are breathing or smoking all those cigars. I choked on some of the fumes there. But Glitter Gear of Clan Garrick. Pleasure to meet another goblin hater. These are my associates. We've got Gretchen, and we also have Farron with us.
Good day.
Hey.
And, any news or any info on these goblin camps? I mean, we've been knocking them out 1, 2, 3, but it always helps to know what you're going into.
Well, yeah, over at Skullhammer Camp, the key there is, you want to slice them up.
At Skullhammer. Skullhammer Camp, huh? All right.
That's great. I'm pretty good at slicing.
That's a nice sword.
Thanks. Found it.
Well, I mean, we are going to go out and, of course, murder these goblins, but is there anything that we could do for you?
Well, on top of the goblins, whatever foul sorcery caused this, I've been unable to locate my troops. Could you guys provide me with, say, a dozen weapons so I can begin to train a new militia?
Whoa. Well, we can definitely look into it.
I mean, you know, we kill a lot of goblins, so we'll try to pick up some of that stuff, bring it back to you. You don't mind that they're goblin weapons, right?
I'm sure we can fix them.
Yeah. Sounds good, bro.
Would it be more helpful for us to help you, like, find your troops that went missing?
Well, my guess is that when you guys, smush that, group of goblins, we'll be able to reverse the curse, and then I'll be able to find them.
Did you know that our man Klaenos, and I want to point to my, like, swoop on my chest, makes fantastic equipment. If you're ever in the market of, you know, maybe increasing your militarization, you know, he's got great stuff, and he's got a gnome that works with him, and I don't want to brag, but this guy Crumb is fantastic. He's the best. He's the finest craftsman I've ever
and
seen.
And the prices are low.
Check out this shield I have. It's really cool. I show him my shield.
It is cool. I throw like a little bit of like I have like a, I want to take like a cup full of acid, like throw it on him. Like, look at that bad boy.
And I would like to have nothing. Like some, you know, a little bit of a glow coming out of it with my minor illusion, like just to up the sale value a little bit.
Sure. Yeah.
It's glowing.
Wow, that is impressive. Did this Klaenos guy make that big old crossbow you got there too? That's really cool.
Oh, this new thing?
We got this from the Narcs. Yeah, I know.
But he could if he wanted to.
Well, when this is all over and I got my troops back, I'll have to look into this Klaenos guy about outfitting my crew.
All right.
Yeah, use the purchase code Farron.
all one word.
Farron, Farron, in common, you know, for a sweet referral bonus.
Can we also interest you in a good night's sleep or perhaps pre-made meals sent to your home?
Lisa Mattress.
Don't even talk that shit on this podcast. This is, if anyone, Casper.
A Casper mattress household.
Okay.
Dollar Shave Club code.
You have a beard.
Mystery D8. I shaved literally
straight up
yesterday.
For real. Used Dollar Shave Club. I have been since it came out. It's actually a pretty good deal.
There you have it. That's for free. That's literally just pure word of mouth.
Like, honestly,
Our two listeners, assuming one of you, I guess both of you probably shave. You know, ladies do stuff too.
Yeah, I used to use those Harry's razors. They're actually trash. So if you want to get razors on the cheap, I recommend Dollar Shave Club also.
And you should get men's razors. Men's razors in an absolute fit of sexism in America are the best razors by far.
It's not that they're like the best, it's just that they're significantly cheaper than lady razors and you get the same thing.
Then,
well, lady
you get
razors
the same thing
come embedded
cheap.
In like a whole block of soap, which is weird to me.
I kind of like it.
Women need to be clean all the time. Yeah. Women need to be constantly clean.
Right.
You want to pull a layer of skin off and like right as it's coming out fresh off the block, get some soap on that bad boy.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, what were we talking about? Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Also, Kleinos is in Snowhaven at the Cone of Cold Winds. I don't know if we said that part.
That is a good detail to include.
Yeah.
All right, and I think we can just take our leave of this gentleman.
I want to dap. Can I dap with him?
Roll to dap.
After, he's very impressed with all of your sword, your bow, and your shield.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
kitted out. Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Where haven't we gone now? Deep Market, Root Down, the
Burrows. Burrows? The Burrows.
No, we went there already, didn't we?
No, we didn't. We did not.
No, you did not.
Oh, well, excuse me. Huh? That's my bee.
It's okay.
It's Willowbark Recovery again.
Wait. Oh, is it the hospital?
Yes.
So not the place we can get massages?
No. I'm not going by that place. I had to use this healing kit to get rid of that sick people goop.
Oh, that was that place we took the goblin corpse that was really stinky.
Yeah, there's still a little bit of stink here.
Oh, man.
We've made some enemies.
That was great. All right, well, we got two more camps on our list. Skull Splitter, yeah. Skull Hammer. What do you think?
Well, I'd like to do something with the word skull. What do you have for me?
Both of those have the word skull in them, Farron.
Let's go to,
you just said...
Oh,
let's go to
you're right,
Skull
you're right.
Hammer. Well, Gretchen is great at slicing things up.
Yeah, it's going to be easier for me probably than the other one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's fair. I mean, I can always just not use my thing because I have more of like a pokey type sword. More of like a pokey kind of deal.
That's true.
But that's fine. I can just blow them up.
Well, we can do the one because it seems like maybe it'll be a little easier, and then we can do the other one second.
Yeah.
Cool. When we go to the other one, just use the crossbow.
Yeah, use the
crossbow. I still have like a hammer. I think it'll be okay.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. I trust you.
Yeah.
So I would lead them out of the warren and close, but not too close, to Skull Hammer Camp.
Cool.
And I think I'll, you know, fall back into my old habits. I'm gonna... You guys want to wait here? I'll go check this place out.
Yeah, sounds good.
Do you feel like you got it? How confident are you feeling about this sneaking?
I feel great about it. All right, just so you know, I can't roll less than a 10.
You know what? Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. I'll say, you know what? I also believe you're gonna do great.
Alright, great.
So why don't you take a D8 just in case? That's good for 10 in-game minutes.
Yep.
Nice,
I mean, I'll use it in the fight, if nothing else. So that is a, what is that? Which is the top and which is the bottom? It's a 9? Yeah, so that's an 18. No, yes, 18.
7 minus 1 is 6. I rolled a 6.
Okay.
You're good.
So,
on my, perception.
Okay, well, so I'm sneaking up. What do I see in this camp?
You see 10 goblins.
That's 20.
Thank you.
I agree.
Thank you for telling me that, because last time I had big troubles.
I know, it's hilarious.
In Little China.
I was trying to recapture some old magic.
All right, well, I'm going to sneak back to my friends. Are they actually, wait, before I do that, so there's 20 goblins. Are they like, how are they spread out?
There are 2 campfires, and they're fairly evenly distributed, just kind of warming themselves by the fires.
Okay. Are they snuggling?
There are definitely some of them that are, I don't know about snuggling, but they clearly have enough affection for one another that they're, you know, comfortable making passive physical contact.
They're dapping.
You love.
They're giving each other the stranger. They're doing the stranger.
I like the word dap because I think it sounds like it's like dirty, but it's like not. So I'm just gonna keep using it. I think.
I'm glad that you made us realize that, like, these goblins have families and children, because I'm going to mercilessly kill them.
I know.
Yikes. Did any of the goblins, and I guess we can pretend Tyler asked this question, but did any of the goblins have, like, were they noted in any way? Like, is there a clear leader in there, or were they all just, like, generic goblins? Does anybody have, like, any distinguishing characteristics?
I mean, I guess you could ask Gimble that when he gets back, and he hopefully would have been paying enough attention.
Tyler, do you want to ask Sam what
said? You're good. I'm just explaining why it's not
cheap. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, they kind of just seemed like, I don't want to say a hive mind, because the hive mind implies
communal is the word.
Some intelligence.
More coordination.
Some intelligence.
Communal.
They just all seem like drones that have no queen.
Okay.
What if I become the goblin queen?
Dance, magic
goblin
dance.
Queen.
Yes.
Goblin queen.
You remind me
only
of the babe.
Goblin teen.
What babe?
What babe?
The babe with the power. Let's not do the
what
whole thing.
Power?
I'm worried that I want to, like, thinking about, like, voodoo makes me want to watch the live-action Scooby-Doo movie.
Ooh.
And I'm worried that I might just hang up and watch the live-action
Scooby-Doo
movie. You're just going to go.
Man, that first one.
Sorry, guys. I got a personal emergency. I gotta go.
So,
oh, Scooby.
Yeah, I guess I'll just report back to my compatriots what I saw down there.
Would you, right. Hey, Gamble.
Well,
hey, yeah, so there are, like,
how'd it go?
Like 20 goblins down there. Like, a shitload of them.
I got, like, a whole score.
Yeah, you've definitely been studying up.
Yeah, I've been reading.
Nice vocab.
They're just sitting around.
Simon Saga over here.
They're just sitting around two campfires. It doesn't really look like there's a chief or anything. I mean, I don't know, do you want to do something sneaky here, or should we just rush them?
So, I feel like what I don't like about there not being, like, an obvious leader is it's hard to tell who's gonna have the goods. Like, who's gonna have our sweet, sweet fragment.
Yeah.
And so that's tough, because there's a lot of things I can help us do that, like, get people out of Dodge, but that I'm not gonna be able to do right now until we kind of figure out where this fragment is. But I do think we should, I think reasonably, we could kill a few of these guys before they know we're there if we can be sneaky about it.
Oh yeah, you know me. Now Sam, just mechanically,
mm-hmm.
sneak it. So if I snuck up on them,
mm-hmm.
shot one, and then used my bonus action to hide, and then move somewhere else, could I, like, sneak attack again, or would it be their turn, or how would that go down?
I think we would go into initiative order then.
Okay.
But just because they have a turn doesn't necessarily mean they're going to get you.
Mm-hmm.
So they would probably use their turn looking for you.
Uh-huh.
And probably they wouldn't find you because they're idiots,
right,
and you're
right.
sneaky.
Okay, I didn't know how that all pans out. Well, you guys know I'm sneaky. I could try to take a few out, but if you don't mind staying, like, you know, within sight of me to back me up if things get hairy, I would appreciate that.
Yeah, of course.
Sure. I do have a question, though. I realize if these are guys that are vulnerable to slashing damage, I have, like, an extra axe and, like, an extra great sword if anyone needs any of those things.
Ooh, I'm gonna pass, but thank you.
Okay.
Not really my deal. I'm gonna go with, if we get into a jam, I might just blow them up.
Yeah.
Alright, sounds good.
So, I'm gonna sneak up again. That is a 20, not natural.
10 minus 1 is 9.
Alright. And then I'm gonna shoot somebody, I guess. I'm gonna remain hidden, and I'm gonna shoot them.
Yeah, roll me an attack with advantage.
Oh, nice. 23.
That's a hit.
And I would like to attack with embers, so... 18 piercing damage, 2 fire damage. And then...
So this is the sort of thing that should only be able to happen with, like, a gun... But this shot is a through and through. It goes through his solar plexus and sticks in a tree 10 feet behind him.
Solid.
Jeez.
And that's a
well. In the Wheel of Time, they did mention that crossbows could shoot through a breastplate or take a limb off.
Love those books.
And then, so I'd like to use my bonus action to hide and then move. So I'm within sight of my companions and within range of these guys, but, like, as far away from my original starting place as I can get with my 25 feet.
Okay.
And then do we go into initiative?
Yeah, everyone roll it.
Okay.
7.
15.
22. Wait, is that right? Yes, 22.
Unless you're off by 7, you're up first.
Alright, I guess what I'd like to do...
Ready that action,
is there...
bro. Ready that action.
Well, I mean, I'd like to... how far away were we from Gimble?
30 feet.
Okay. What's our... Is this a place like Waldron? Like, do I have any visibility on these goblins, or can I not see anything yet?
They're on a hill, so you'd have to run up the hill to see them.
Okay. All right. I would like to move... Oh, gosh. 20... Well, 19 goblins or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't say he died.
That would be pretty incredible if he didn't.
Yeah.
Did he die?
Yes.
Okay.
I would like to...
I'm going to have to institute a rule where if you take a whole minute hemming and hawing about what to do with your turn, you just lose it.
I have to, like, I can't see what's happening. I have to picture it and then choose wisely.
Ready and
I'd like to, So I'd like to, I'm going to move up, like, 15 feet, and then I'm going to ready an action where if I see more than three goblins... Like, they move into my line of sight, mm-hmm. I'm going to cast Fairy Fire centered on, like, the center of that cluster of three goblins.
Okay.
Trying to get as many as possible.
Sounds good. Next is Gretchen.
All right, first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to take a bonus action. I'm going to cast Shield of Faith on Gimble.
Oh, nice.
So you get...
What's the range on that?
60 feet. You said I was 30 feet away.
Yeah, I would be 55 feet away at maximum.
I'm not sure you could see him, though.
I said within sight of my companions. I explicitly said that.
I have dark vision.
Okay. Well, because of the hill that I already mentioned.
But I did explicitly say I wanted to stay within sight of my companions.
Also, I thought he was 30 feet away. He's 55 feet now?
Yeah, he ran after he shot.
Oh, okay.
But so I'm still within. Yeah.
I mean, I can also just, like, I can move and then cast it if you want me to. That's fine.
Yeah, do that.
What?
I mean, I always forget how I can move 30 feet. Is that close enough to get to some people? Some boys?
You would be able to see all of them, but not attack with a melee weapon.
I'm going to shoot one with the double crossbow.
Both bolts at the same one?
Can I do different ones?
You said the trigger let both of them go at once.
Yeah. I think I would have to shoot them.
I think they would both go at the same person. It would just be like, it basically is like a double damage crossbow.
Yeah.
Well, it would be two separate attack rolls, though.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, one, maybe they block one with their shield and the other hits them or something like that.
Okay. I don't actually have, like, the stat block for crossbows up, so what am I doing? I just do normal...
It's a dex-based attack roll.
Oh, okay. Oh. I should be proficient in these, though, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Okay, so I just get a plus 3, then, instead of my plus 7. Alright, so I'm gonna attack. Here's my first one. That's a 16?
Yes, that's a hit.
Okay, and then what's my damage on that? Is it a d6?
I'm trying to find it.
A light crossbow is a d8.
Oh, there might not be such a thing as a crossbow. It might just be light crossbow, heavy crossbow, hand crossbow.
Is
so I guess
a
it's
a
heavy
crossbow,
which is a d10.
Oh, a
d10?
It's 1d10.
Sweet. Do I add anything to it?
Well, I don't think you do.
Dex bonus, it's, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Modifier. Okay, yeah, so be
would
nothing.
Would she get proficiency, though, because she's proficient with those weapons?
No, that goes to the attack bonus.
Okay.
Not to the damage bonus, checking. Is that correct?
Oh, they grow up so fast.
Just checking.
Yay. Okay, so that just does 4 damage. But then the second one's coming at him. That's a 21, so I'm assuming that also hits. Is the 0 10 on a d10? Or is it 0?
Yep.
Oh, it's 10 damage then.
A 0 would be a super bummer.
I was like, is there a 0 on this?
I always panic.
Yeah,
like
he's sitting on a log, and he flips end over end at the impact of the two simultaneous bolts hitting him.
Does he die?
Yes, he does.
And then I'm still going to... I'm still going to cast...
Backhand.
Oh, sorry. I'm still going to cast my Shield of Faith now on Gimble, now that I can see him.
Cool.
So that means you get plus 2 AC
yep.
for 10 minutes.
Yep. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next up is 18 goblins. I mean, I think it only makes sense that they are all going to rush at Gretchen, because you're the only one they can see.
Come here. Come to mama.
So let's get Farron's Fairy Fire first. Because you would be able to see them before they would be able to attack.
Okay, so that will be a dex save 18 times. In a 20-foot cube. So I guess however many fit in a 20-foot.
Yeah. I think the timing of the way you worded it, you wouldn't
it
be able to
three,
get...
It was 3.
I'm going to... I figured 5 is a fair compromise. So the DC is what now?
16.
3 fails, 2 passes.
Alright, so 3 of those guys are gonna glow in like a nice fuchsia, like a hot pink.
Sweet, they look beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a good thing you did that, because I know you guys have been having a lot of trouble landing hits on these guys.
They only killed 2.
Well,
so
it guarantees
far.
Me my sneak attack, so.
That's true. That's a good point. Next up, I suppose only 8 of them can directly surround Gretchen?
I think so, right? Because they just stand, like, around me like a compass.
Mathematically, yeah they can't have any more.
And then the 8 more of them go to surround Farron. They don't have enough movement, so they have to use dash to get there, but you're surrounded also.
So they get there and they're also like breathing really heavy, but they can't do anything.
Well, they're doing war cries and stuff. It's very cool.
Ah!
And I'm going to have the other two roll to look for Gimbal.
What do I have to do there?
Yeah, roll me a stealth check.
Super. Nat 20.
Great. So now a shitload of attack rolls. 7.
Nope.
First at Gretchen.
Yeah, right.
7's a miss, 18's a miss, 16's a miss, 23?
That's a hit.
He swings, well, they're all 20 of them, or I suppose 18 have warhammers.
Figured.
That is 7 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
15, 17, 14, another 23.
That one also hits.
And that's for 4 bludgeoning damage. Hey. Oh, right, and then the ones around Farron can't attack. Let me mark here who's who.
Some people are getting sliced next turn.
The all 3 of the glowy ones are around Farron, by the way.
Okay.
And now we're on the little guy.
I assume that's me. I'm going to attack one of the glowing goblins around Farron with my crossbow.
Cool.
That's a 24.
Did you roll that with advantage?
Oh, I didn't.
I didn't hear it.
A natural 20. Thank you.
And that's why you do it.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, I'm sure you, sure you really needed this bonus damage, too.
Can you just assume that he's dead?
I'm worried that you shot through him and into me.
Yeah, can I shoot through him and into another goblin?
No, I can't allow that.
Because I just fucking murdered the shit out of this guy. Like, there's no way he's not a pile of goblin flesh.
Yeah, I'm curious, if you rolled ones on everything, what would your damage be?
Oh, I don't know. So my attack would be a 1, and then 3d6.
Well, it's a crit, so it would be 2.
Okay, so 2. I guess I wouldn't necessarily kill him if I rolled ones on everything.
Well... Tell me how much damage it would be.
Like, so 2, and then my sneak attack is another 3, and then, so 6 damage, I guess?
Plus your dex mod, bud.
Oh, plus my dex, so 9 damage?
Yeah, that would be a kill.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So he's turbo dead.
Great. Everyone's terrified.
I would like to hide again, and then move to a third random location.
Yeah, I'm going to have the 2 guys who were looking for you before continue to be trying to sniff you out.
So do I have to make
another
stealth?
So give me
another.
Yep.
That one's not so good. That's a 12.
Ooh, that's what I rolled too. So they know you. Your location has been identified.
Oh no.
Okay, that's fine.
I missed it. So did you just kill another one?
I sure did.
Was it a fairy fire one?
Yes, near Farron.
Okay, so now are there 17 left? We only killed 3?
Really, it was left. Poor tactically for you to attack a glowy one because you would have had advantage anyway.
Because I was hitting.
We're all
I suppose,
and we're all within 5 feet.
I suppose that's true. You're right. I forgot that I had
it
because I was hidden. You're right.
Don't worry.
Yeah, now you guys are gonna get your asses kicked.
Oh yeah, it's my turn, right?
Yes.
I want to cast Shatter centered on myself.
I love it.
My hero.
You know, hero's a strong word. Yeah. So I need a con save from all these goblins and myself, and the DC is 16.
One of them succeeded.
Alright, cool. I failed as well.
Oh no.
Hey, you know, this is what happens when you're good at the spells. But yeah, so everyone is going to take 3d8 thunder damage except that one really hardy goblin. So that's 13, or do we say 7
for that 6. One?
6. Okay, but we're on down, yeah. Alright. So 13 or 6.
Oh my god, they're all dead except that one dude.
No, they're all dead, including.
Oh my god. Jeez.
They're vapor.
And I take 30, and I am slightly damaged.
And you take 13 almost damage? What a great trade-off.
Well, he also spent a spell slot.
That's for 7 almost kills?
It's amazing.
I came very close to casting Fireball on myself because I thought it'd be dope, and I couldn't die unless I cast completely max damage and failed my dex save. But I was like, wait, these guys have no HP. That'd be really stupid to do. So there's a really loud boom. The earth, like, crumbles under my feet. I get, like, half buried in dirt, and there's just, like, a radius of dead goblins around.
But you, like, hold up your arm out of the dirt and give a thumbs up.
I do the Terminator 2 thumbs up.
Holy shit.
Sorry to do the podcast, yeah.
Oh, God.
Cool, so, Gretchen, that's a tough act to follow, but do your best.
I'm just gonna, I guess I'm just gonna slice them, because I don't have, like, explosive energy. Cool. Okay, so I'm gonna attack one with my sword. That's a 14.
He blocks it with his shield.
Holy moly. All right, I'm gonna attack him again.
Shocker.
And that's a 26. There it is.
Yep.
All right, where's my d8? There it is. That is 11 slashing damage.
Okay.
I think it's it. Because I wanted to heal Farron, but I can't heal him unless I touch him, I think. Can I?
That's right, don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Okay.
And then we're on the bad guys.
How many are even left? 8?
So there are...
10?
There are now 7, because obviously the one Gretchen slashed
so
is
9, because those two are looking for me?
Goblins. Yeah, so those two are going to attack Gimbal first. 18 and a 23.
Oh, man, that Shield of Faith didn't even... That's fine. That's all right. Yeah, they hit. I'm going to have...
Oh, just blow them up. Just blow them up, guys. What are you doing?
I'm gonna have,
I don't have that.
One of the attacks.
The first one is a 6.
Whatever. Let's cut that in half. I don't care.
Okay. And the second one is a 5.
35.
3. And, okay, so I take 8 piercing damage.
Bludgeoning damage.
Bludgeoning damage. Not that it matters.
They're using their hammers on you.
You're right. I'm gonna say, is that all you got?
One of them says, burr, burr.
Classic.
Are these frogs? Are they not goblins?
Now coming at Gretchen, the highest I got is a 20.
I guess, I think beats it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because I have 20.
So that's for 7 damage, okay. And then the other group... Sorry, I only am rolling 4 d20s at a time, because I only have so many dice. A 16 is the highest out of that one.
That does not hit anything.
One hit total.
I always forget that, like, my AC is so high, because I'm like, oh god, 7 things are going to attack me at once. And then I'm like, oh, it's actually okay.
It's
I mean, usually I have, like, big groups of scrubs or, like, one tough dude. So if you were surrounded by tough dudes, you'd be in trouble. But also would be, like, not a great job on my part.
That'd be sad.
I'd have to hit you with a fireball.
I mean, I think I could take it. Maybe not now, but...
like a fireball.
Am I supposed to roll... I'm supposed to roll, like, concentration, right? Because I have that Shield of Faith up when I get hit.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, do that.
How do I do that? I forget.
It's a con
save. What was the damage on that one hit? Because I think she needs that, right?
7?
Yeah, so the DC of the Constitution save is either 10 or half damage taken, whichever is more. So it's DC 10.
Okay, so I have to do... What was it? A Constitution saving throw?
Yep.
Okay. I will say, I do have this thing called Aura of Protection. So when I or a friendly creature makes a saving throw, I gain a bonus to the throw equal to my charisma modifier.
Cool.
So I think I get like a little bit mini bonus.
What's the range on that?
10 feet.
Okay.
But it applies to what she's doing right now.
Yeah, it's ire creature than
I was
10
just
feet.
Curious whether Farron could have gotten it too, but I don't think he's in range.
I don't know. I forgot it was a thing. It's like a new thing I have. Okay, anyway, so Constitution. I got an 11.
Nice.
My charisma modifier. Perf. So you're still shielded.
Nice.
Speaking of the shielded one, what are you doing, little guy?
Are these guys up in my grill?
Two of them are.
Two of them are up in my grill?
Yeah.
Can I disengage? Well, actually, what's around Gretchen right now? No. I'm going to disengage, move my 25 feet, and shoot one of the guys who is near me.
Okay.
All right. What is that? Math. 22.
Hit.
And I am attacking with embers this time. He is dead. 11 piercing damage and 3 fire damage. And that's the end of my turn.
I was going to criticize you for not attacking the other ones because you would have gotten sneak damage, but I don't think you need sneak damage.
Well, plus up to 4 with embers, really. These guys are so low, I didn't think the risk was that big of a deal.
Yeah. And now we're on Farron.
Cool. Yeah, I'm going to use my bonus action to tell Gretchen that you did a really good job chopping that one guy in half.
Yeah.
Really fantastic work over there. And so just take
some bardic... he's about to blow your ass up, dude.
So just take some bardic inspiration real quick, and then I'm going to cast Shatter centered on Gretchen.
What kind of damage is that? Is that lightning damage?
So it's thunder damage.
Thunder damage.
And it's a con save, so give me a con save,
okay.
As well as all the goblins around.
And maybe add that bardic inspiration real quick.
Yeah. No, definitely gonna
depending,
do that.
Depending if you need it.
Is this constitution saving throw? Yeah, I got an 18.
Perfect. You passed the DC 16.
Whoop.
All the goblins failed.
I also didn't even use my bardic inspiration, so that's great.
That's 15 thunder damage, or 7 for Gretchen.
And I'm going to make my shield thunder resistant.
Why not?
Why not? How much? Wait, how much was it? 7?
Yes.
For you, yeah.
Okay.
How are they doing?
Well, when you find the individual pieces of them scattered around the camp, I'll let you know. So, Gretchen, it's you and this one dude left.
Shoot him with the bow.
Can I just...
Or chop him in half.
Can I just walk over and slice him? That's, like, more my thing.
I mean, I guess.
I'm just gonna walk over.
Do you.
Hang on, stay right there, and I'm gonna walk over to the guy, and then I'm gonna slash him. Or try to. Let's see. I can add my bardic inspiration, right? You know, I have an inspiration die. Can I use it?
Which one?
What's the bardic? It's a d8?
1d8,
yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I got a 16.
That's a hit.
Sweet. And then I'm going to slash him with my other... There it is. Oh, that's only 6. Dang it.
But you, that, you'll
Don't
be
worry,
fine.
You double it. Yeah.
I'm going to attack him again.
Okay.
There's my 15.
Yeah, you thump his lifeless top half off of his also lifeless bottom half.
Oh, okay. That's 8 damage also, just to his corpse.
Thanks everyone for listening to Mystery D8. Follow us on Twitter @mystery_D8, and we'll catch you next week. Bye.